Listen, I've never had any problem expressing my opinions, but what we're doing here is bigger than that. These are conversations that need to be had in an unfiltered way. Drag racing's all I've ever done. It's all I care to do. I respect the history, I appreciate how far we've come, but I want more for this sport, and I'll fight for it. It's uncut, it's unfiltered, this is the show of shows. The biggest names in drag racing. No holds barred. This is the Great American Motorsport. Drag racing. Prove me wrong, I'll wait. Hey gang, Wes Buck here, Drag Illustrated Magazine, checking in. It is Wednesday, March 8th, 2022. Wait, let me see here. I've got something wrong with my headphones. There we go. It feels better. It feels better. Let me see. Oh, hey, thank you so much. What's going on, guys? Hold on, I got to get this right. There we go. All right, there we go. Now I can hear myself. That's the important part. I want to hear myself. Hey, gang, welcome to the show. What's going on? Wes Buck here, Drag Illustrated Magazine. Like I said, checking in. It is midweek, right? We're a couple of days removed from the Drag Illustrated World Series of Pro Mod, and we're going to have a little bit of an abbreviated show today. I don't have a lot to cover, but I just want to spend a little bit of time honestly checking in and telling you guys all how much I appreciate your support this past weekend. So truthfully, I don't have a ton to cover. There's obviously a lot to talk about, but we're going to save that for the weeks to come. We want to keep this train rolling for as long as we possibly can for many, many weeks to come. But I did want to spend a little bit of time this weekend just kind of talking about how crazy this whole deal really was. And thank each and every one of you guys for being a part of it. To be on Spencer Hyde in the house. We're going to have Spencer Hyde on the show next Wednesday. I wanted to let everybody get home safe. So here's a quick update. I told all my guys and gals, take the week off. Like, just go to bed, do whatever you want. So it's just me today. JT's at Disney World. Mike's at Disney World. Everybody's doing their thing. And that's just the way it's supposed to be. So I'm not gonna hang around long. But I did want to talk just about, you know, kind of like personally my opinion and my reflect on what happened this past weekend. And first and foremost, I just want to thank you guys for y'all made a dream come true for a guy this weekend. And I say this and I mean it. I have seen that moment play out in my mind, in my mind's eye. I'm going to cry for over a decade. I will never forget. This is a true story. Oh, there, I got my sound back. I don't know what the fuck I just did, but I can hear myself the way I like to hear myself. So anyways, let me fix all this stuff that I broke while I was doing this. So, all right, listen. I have seen this play out in my head for a long time. And there's a lot to cover here, but I will never forget. There was a rainout in Charlotte, North Carolina. The ADRL was making their first ever appearance at ZMAX Dragway under the leadership of Tim McCamus. And it was a moment in time. The ADRL had gone through a lot of different things, and it was like its second or third iteration. And I remember the race got rained out, or one of the nights got rained out. And I went back to my hotel room, and I don't even remember what hotel I was at, but this is a true story. I went back to my hotel room and I sat down on the bed and I was alone. And this was early on in the Drag Illustrated thing. Like, I'm blessed now that I can roll deep, it's not lost on me the blessings that have been bestowed upon me. And I one thing I didn't say this weekend that I will say right here in front of y'all in the world, thank God, thank the good Lord for blessing me the way that he has, because I do not deserve it. And I'm a Christian, I'm a God-fearing man, and it is not lost on me the incredibly wonderful life that I get to live. And so blessed, and it is not at all lost on me. And I remember being in Charlotte, North Carolina, and I was alone. At that point in time, if someone was going to the race, it was one of us. It was me by myself because I couldn't afford to bring more people. If anybody was going to a race, you had to go by yourself because we couldn't afford it, right? And I remember going to this race, and I was so bummed out that it got rained out. But I went to my hotel room, and for whatever reason, I turn on the TV, I lay down, and you know, this was at a time when I'm not going out for fancy dinners. I'm not going out for cocktails with my friends. I hardly had enough money to pay for the hotel room that I was laying in. And I remember turning on the TV, and this is like a fairly common thing. Flip through the channels till I find ESPN. I flip through the channels and I find ESPN, and lo and behold, the World Series of Poker is on. And I'm no sort of gambler. I'm no sort of card player or whatever. I don't know shit about it. I know enough to be dangerous, right? I can play with my son. Max and I play Texas Hold'em, right? But he's 14. So anyways, nothing I would ever do in Las Vegas or where the stakes really mattered. And I'm watching this, and I'm seeing this show unfold, and they're playing cards, guys. They're playing cards. And I am hook, line, or shrinker. Like, I'm in. There's a dude with a 10-gallon hat. There's like some little mathematician guy. There's like a trust fund baby. There's all these. There's a gal at the table. There's all these different personalities at the table. And I'm watching this whole thing unfold. And I reiterate, I don't know anything about cards. I'm not a poker player. I'm not a gambler. I'm watching this and I go, why can't drag racing do this? Like, we have the same characters. We have the same big personalities, and we have our sport is 10,000 times more exciting to watch than cards, than poker, right? And I watched it and I thought to myself, like, we have to do better. If they can make playing cards this exciting, if they can create this kind of drama and entertainment and excitement and enthusiasm around playing a card game, what are we doing wrong? And I remember I started taking notes. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to call it the World Series of Pro Mod. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm not going to let anybody come. I'm just going to invite the people that I think deserve to be there, blah, 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 blah. And I start cooking up these ideas. This goes on for over a decade. And I felt like this past weekend in Bradenton, Florida, by way of the efforts of a tremendous number of people, a lot of people, it happened. What I've been dreaming of for years finally happened. And I'm telling you guys, it can be like this all the time. Let me just run through and I'm going to bounce around a lot because I'm emotional and excited and I'm tired, all these things. First and foremost, drag racing is something, and this is, everybody needs to listen to this. And I'm not trying to be confrontational. I'm not trying to tell you how to live your life. I'm not. Drag racing is something we get to do. And I need you all to marinate on that. On my way to this office that I'm sitting in here today, I drove past people pushing shopping carts with everything they own in them. All right? I'm not trying to make this some political thing or spiritual thing, but I need us all to take a step back and realize how blessed we are to get to do this. Do you know how lucky we are to own a race car trailer? I don't care if the tires are flat, right? I don't care if the generator's leaking oil or won't run. Do you know how lucky you are to have an enclosed car trailer? Do you know how lucky you are to have a race car? This is something we get to do. And when I go to these races and I see people kicking rocks and bitching and moaning and boohooing about where they got parked or whatever, I want to grab people by the shoulders and tell them, do you have any idea how blessed we are? There are people that don't know how they're going to eat, how they're going to feed their children. And we're worried about where our $400,000 truck and trailer got parked. Okay? Drag racing, what we did this weekend, and not me, we, what we did this weekend is we reminded all of you that this shit is supposed to be fun. It's supposed to be fun. And I'm telling you guys right now, if we can't have fun doing it, I ain't gonna do it. Period. I'm not gonna do it. If we can't do this and have a good time, I will not do it. Won't do it. Because we're not curing cancer, guys. My mom's a cancer survivor. My dad's on his deathbed. My dad is in horrible. If you can't get your priorities straight and realize how blessed we are to get to do this, to go play around at the racetrack, I had to fight with people about where they park, blah, 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 blah. And I'm not airing it out dirty laundry, whatever. Human's gonna human. I'm guilty, you're guilty, we're all guilty. Everybody's entitled to a bad day. I ain't mad at nobody, right? But let's think about this. We get to go play with cars on the weekend, right? We get to go pursue our hobbies and pursue our passions on the weekend. And I just want everybody involved in this sport, not just World Series of Pro Mod, the folks that are headed to the NHRA Gator Nationals this weekend, the folks that are headed to the PDRA season opener toward the end of the month, the Midwest Drag Racing season opener, the Norse NMCA, NMRA season openers, we're getting started here in 2023. And maybe it's time as a sport that we just take a second and realize no matter where you are in this world, no matter where, you know, how important you are or whatever, no matter how much money you're racing for, it doesn't matter. The fact that we get to do this, it leaves me nearly speechless. We get to go hang. My team, not me, worked themselves into the ground this weekend. But guess what we're all doing today? Texting, giggling, laughing, sharing stories, reminiscing, right? That's how it's supposed to be. And it's a conscious decision. It's a conscious decision. The same way you wake up in the morning and decide whether today is going to be a good day or a bad day. You do the same thing when you roll out of the motorhome or the hotel or what have you and roll to the racetrack. This is going to be a good day at the racetrack or not? Your call, not mine. Has nothing to do with how you qualified, has nothing to do with where you're pitted, has nothing to do with your Blackwater tank. It has to do with you, your decision. And I'm going to tell you, there was a group of people this past weekend in Bradenton, Florida that made a collective decision. That by God, we're going to put on the biggest, richest pro mod race in the history of the known universe, and we're going to have a hell of a good time doing it. I had a ball. I can't count how many times I've gone to a race and I've listened to everybody bitch and moan about how hard they worked. Go do something else. Volunteers can't be victims. Do you hear what I'm saying? I'm not trying to be confrontational. If you're not having fun, go fishing. No one's got a gun to your head, right? Go to the drag races and realize what we're doing. We're not putting somebody on Mars. We're racing cars and doing burnouts, right? I mean, this is supposed to be fun. And if we did anything this year, I hope we reminded the entire sport that you can do this shit at a high level. You can run a tight ship. You can hold people accountable. You can maintain a schedule. You can race with integrity. You can do all those things, right? And you can have fun doing it. I'm going to tell you guys something. Keeping a schedule, that's not a goal. That's an expectation. I told my guys that. Running on time, that's not something we're shooting for. That's something that is expected. A great racetrack, Wade Rich, let's give it up. Wade Rich, the whole team at Bradenton Motorsports Park, incredible job. However, not a goal. Not a goal. An expectation. That shit goes without saying. The track's going to be killer. It goes without saying. It is not something that we need to lay awake at night about, right? The track's going to be good. That's what we do. We give our racers a safe, fast place to race. Not a goal. That's an expectation. And I'm telling you guys, as you move forward into 2023 and so on and so forth, just remember, we choose to do this. No one's making us do it. We choose to go to the drag strip, right? And I implore you, I encourage you, I beg you, have fun, man. This is supposed to be fun. And that's what's lost. We all get so wrapped up in points and world records and competition and blah, 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 and all this stuff that doesn't matter, right? I told my whole team, this is the deal. A couple of things I'm going to run through. And I had an outline here, but I'm about to abort it. Listen, the challenge, like let's use our race, let's use World Series of Pro Mod as an example. Here's what I told my whole team. Rough numbers. We're going to have 200 racers here this weekend, right? What's the challenge? Everybody looks at me and I'm like, the challenge is understanding that there's going to be six winners. That means 194 people filled up their rig with diesel, fought with their wife, stubbed their toe, scratched their car, fought the good fight, right? 194 people are going to lose this weekend. So the challenge for Wes, Drag Illustrated, Bradenton, Worlds, everybody involved is how can we ensure that the 194 people who don't win cannot wait to do this again, right? The six that win, Spencer Hyde, I'm not going to have to do any convincing to get Spencer Hyde back to Bradenton, Florida next year, right? But it's the 194 people that don't win. Those are the people that we have to think about, right? Winning, that takes care of itself, you know? All of our winners down this past weekend from the World Series of Pro Mod, of course, Spencer Hyde, John Montecalvo, Lenny Lotting, the list goes on. These folks, it's not going to be hard to convince them to come back and be a part of this again. But it's those other 194 people that spent their money, that spent their time, that cast their vote with their wallet. Those are the people that we have to task ourselves with making sure, doing everything in our power to make sure they had a great time, right? I tasked my team, what can we do to make sure the 28 teams that DNQ at this race cannot wait to do it again? And I remind you guys, handle your own business that way. In drag racing, a whole lot more people lose than win. It's a fact of the drag racing life. And that is what was on my mind throughout the course of the last week and the last several months of sleepless nights. What can we do to make sure that everybody that comes, everyone that rolls through the gate has a great time, has a memorable experience? Because here's the thing. They're not going to remember what you tell them. Oh, it's the biggest pro mod race in the world. They're not going to remember what happened, right? They're going to remember how they felt. And I hope everybody that puts on a drag race, puts on an event, I don't care if it's a car show, keep this in mind. Nobody remembers what you told them. Nobody remembers what happened. They remember how they felt, right? They remember how they got treated from the gate, right, to the way station and everywhere in between. They remember how it felt. And what we did was recognize that and go above and beyond. And again, not me, my guys and gals, my team, they knew that we had to make sure that people were having memorable experiences from start to finish, right? Everywhere they went, whether it was in the tower, at the way station, at the hotel before and after the fact, make sure people are treated well. And I'm going to be honest with you guys, this deal, again, I'm going to say this a lot, but it can be like this all the time. It can, but it takes all of us recognizing our place in the world, what we're doing, you know, the drag race, the world needs this. The world needs heroes. The world needs communities, strong communities that are rooted in faith and rooted in right, in doing the right thing and going above and beyond. I looked around this group of people this past weekend and I thought to myself, like, this is the group of people that changed the world. Like, these are people that are problem solvers, successful small business owners, incredible family men and women. This is an important group of people. And I've told all these folks, we can do, I said it to Jim Whiteley. I said it to Marty Robertson, to Richard Freeman, Vic Alvarez, we can do this as much. We can do whatever we want. Have you met these people? This is the most talented, most resourced, incredible group of human beings that I've ever had the privilege of being around. We can do whatever the hell we want. We just have to decide what it is that we're going to do and then do it. Not rocket science, you know? And I'm going to get back to my thing. This whole situation still to this day was for real. First and foremost, I want to thank my Lord and Savior. I want to thank my wife, my family for supporting me. This is not, it's a labor of love, but I don't sleep. My hair's all turned gray because of this shit. You know what I mean? I told my wife, I said, I apologized to her yesterday because I said, there's not a minute of a day that has went by for the last 3 or 4 months that I haven't thought about the World Series of Pro Mod. It is a complete obsession. I can't stop thinking about it. I haven't stopped thinking about it still to this day. So I appreciate my wife, my family, Max and Sophia, believing in me and trusting me that it's all going to work out and eventually it won't be so hard, right? And I think my team at Drag Illustrated, Mike Carpenter, Nancy Copin, JT Hudson, Nate Van Wagnon, the whole team, Van Abernathy, Caroline, Brett Underwood, oh my goodness, everybody, the whole squad here at the magazine. It's Craig Cook, Kayla Zedell, Josh Hatchett, Josh Dixon, my dude, showed up and showed out with all the artwork stuff. My whole squad here, Kyle King, that's our IT guy, this whole group. We couldn't do it without you guys. I mean, they get it. They believe. It's unbelievable. And that it continues our extended family beyond the operation of the magazine. Lonnie Grimm, our race director, Gavin Carter, John Sears, Vinny, Rick Dodge, the whole team down there at the scales. I would follow these guys through the gates of hell, and I think they would follow me there as well. And it's because we share a common belief that drag racing is the great American motorsport. I thought about this a lot over the weekend. I thought, this is drag racing. These are two cars that look like cars racing heads up for a whole lot of money. This is exactly how it's supposed to be. And I'm so proud of it. I'm so proud of it. I extended invitations to 61 race teams. And I'm here to tell you, like, I'm going to get quoted on this and it's all good, but I didn't want to invite that many. I didn't. I did not. I told my guys 40, no more. And then I said, all right, 50, no more, right? But we started to second guess ourselves. And I mean, I need to own it right here and now. Like, I didn't think people believed in us the way that I believed in us. And I thought, all right, if we invite 60 cars, we'll have 50 show up. If we invite 50, we'll have 40. The contract I signed for CBS and Flow Racing said I would have 50 cars. So we better invite 60. We ultimately invited 61 cars, and all 61 of them showed up. We don't deserve that, man. Like, our guys, man, this group of people, and I'm not talking about like my guys like on Drag Illustrated's team. I'm talking about our racers. The people that showed up and support this deal, thank you. I hope you're hearing me loud and clear. You cast your vote. You were there. And you made history, man. You guys were part of something special. And I will never, ever forget it. I don't have the words, which is a rare occasion, to adequately express my appreciation for the men and women who spent their time and their money coming to support me this past weekend. To support me, our sponsors, Bradenton Motorsports Park, everybody involved. Thank you from the bottom of my heart for coming and being a part of this. And I want to give a special shout out to the guys and gals who hit me up. There were racers here. There are people that didn't get invited to this race that deserve to get invited, and we can have that debate at a later date. No doubt about it. There are hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of Pro Mod cars on the planet Earth, right? We took 61. I went back and forth with Brett Kepner, a legendary drag racing historian, and we came up with a rough number that there are around 600 cars on the planet Earth that could fit a loose definition of Pro Mod, have been under 4 seconds in the eighth mile, right? So I feel what happened this past weekend represents the top 10%. Very proud of it. But I want everybody involved to know this. There is not a single car that raced or team that raced this past weekend that I haven't watched race. Okay? Every single car that made a pass, I have watched make a pass in person. Okay? And don't think I watch all of it. I know how quick and fast you back up. I know how many people are on your team. I know whether or not you have crew jerseys or not. I know how often your shit gets shut off. Right. And I'm not trying to be, again, it's not like, it's no sort of call out or whatever, But the reason we were able to run 61 ProMod cars in an hour and 20 minutes on Saturday is because we had the best cars and drivers in the world there. Cars that start when they're supposed to start, that don't leak, that don't spontaneously combust, right? Drivers that know when enough is enough, right? These are cowboys. They're certified badasses, right? I'm going to give them a little leeway, right? We could tear some shit up. I'm cool with it. But these are guys that know when to throw in the towel and live to race another day. And the reason we're able to do this, we're getting a lot of credit, and I appreciate it. BMP deserves a lot of credit. I think my team deserves a lot of credit, mainly like Gavin Carter, Lonnie Grimm, our rules team, John Sears. Like, they deserve a tremendous amount of credit. But don't not pat yourself on the back, because there are 61 race teams that contribute. If not the caliber of cars and drivers that we had directly impacted the event. And before you bust my balls or whatever you want to do about who got invited and who didn't, realize there's a method to the madness. If I thought we could invite everybody, right? I know it's the Wes's popularity kind of bullshit. I want to put on a show, and I want to make sure that I can. And if I just let everybody that's got a pro mod show up, there's levels to this shit, guys. It is what it is. Don't hate me, right? I mean, it just is what it is. Elevate your program. Be the guy who doesn't get shut off. Be the guy or the gal whose stuff always is running, who always does a good job, who doesn't wreck every race, right? Be that guy or gal, and you're going to be at the World Series next year. It's not complicated. But I have to pick and choose who's involved with this event so that we can have an outcome like we had last weekend, right? My racers made that possible. Not me, not Vic, not anybody else. Our racers made that show possible, right? Best pro mod racers in the world. And I will tell this, I'll put my guys and gals, the 61, I'll put my guys that didn't qualify up against anybody on the planet, whatever y'all want to do, chop wood, race cars, fist fight, whatever you want to do, I'll put my guys up against anybody on the planet at anything, okay? This is the baddest sons of bitches on the planet Earth, period. If you go, whatever you want to do, race planes, rubber ducks, whatever, my guys are the best there is. Whoever, I don't know who was 61, but I'll put 61 up against number one anywhere else in the world. Tell me when. Say when. I'm in. Whenever you want to do it. I don't care what kind of tire it's on. I don't care what weight it's at. I don't care. My guys will run over top of anybody else on the planet Earth, especially when it comes to pro mod drag racing. All right? And we proved it this past weekend. What else do I want to cover? Oh my God. Okay. I met people this past weekend from Europe, from Sweden, Norway, France, where else? Australia, Chicago, all over Canada, Alaska. Thank you. Absolutely incredible what took place this past weekend. Just the fan turnout alone. I had a guy tell me one time that you can't sell tickets to a door slammer race. The only thing that'll ever sell tickets in drag racing is nitro drag racing. Well, wrong. Sorry, wrong. No free tickets. We didn't go litter the world with free tickets this past weekend. And this is worth mentioning. Everybody that was there this past weekend paid to be there. And I'm not afraid to say it. It's important to talk about this. We had a crazy high entry fee. And it will stay crazy high. It may get higher. Because I want my guys to be as invested in what happens as I am, right? I want I want them to have a little skin in the game, you know? It's important. Tony Robbins, life coach guy, right? Everybody knows I'm like touchy-feely and like whatever. Tony Robbins says, if you pay attention. And that's why we will always have an entry fee. We will always charge a lot because I know that whenever I charge a lot, people are going to pay a lot of attention. Right? They're going to be there. They're going to take it seriously. It's not going to be something that they blow off at the last minute. Again, 61 cars were invited. 61 cars showed up because they paid a lot to be there. Right? It's important. Don't lose sight of that at your own events. That part of this business, it is what it is. You got to charge, you know, and you got to be willing to charge what you think something's worth, and then live up to it. And I feel we did that this past weekend. I want to talk about, I have here discussed three or four takeaways from the event. My takeaways from the event. One, we need a unified rule set in pro modified drag racing across the board. I feel John Sears, we have the rules. We get drunk as a sport on setting world records. And I understand how important that is, right? I get it. But it's not mandatory. I think the best drag racing that happens in the world, other than what happened this past weekend, is in NHRA Pro Stock. And NHRA Pro Stock hasn't really changed at all in, like, I mean, other than like switching from carburetors to fuel injection, like, bear with me, all right? But 2,350 pounds, 500 cubic inches, naturally aspirated, manual transmission. It's been that way since the 80s. There's nothing wrong with that, right? They haven't reset their record in years, you know? I mean, that's okay. It doesn't have, if you want to land speed race, go to Bonneville. They got a spot for it. If you want to set your career best, rent out VMP from Tyler Crossnow on a Friday or Saturday and go to town. Wear it out, right? That's cool. But we've got to recognize that what we had this past weekend was great drag racing. Side-by-side races decided by thousands, right? We had 32 cars within 600ths of a second. An entire field of 60 cars within a tenth. It's unbelievable. And that's what people want to see. Close drag racing. Every car capable of winning. And that's what drag racing in many instances has lacked for eons now, is that it's fairly obvious most of the time that there's a handful of guys that are capable of winning and a whole bunch of people that are lucky to be there. Not this past weekend. Spencer Hyde won the World Series of Pro Mod as the number 32 qualifier. Saturday, he didn't even know if he was racing on Sunday. You know? It's unbelievable. Then he made the difference. That's what our sport needs. This son of a bitch won three races in a row on a hole shot. No, I've never heard of sunscreen screams. I don't wear sunscreen. I'm not a quitter. Right? Spencer Hyde won three races on a hole shot. I mean, in that moment, to rise to the occasion, like, this guy walks. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if he could, like, walk across water right now. Like, I would not be surprised if Spencer Hyde could do that. It is unbelievable what this guy is capable of. And anyways, there's a lot to cover. All this stuff, lessons learned. These are my notes. Introduction, key takeaways, highlights and memorable moments, lessons learned, future plans, conclusion. So I've been talking for like 40 minutes. Let me think. Highlights and memorable moments. It was all spectacular. To spend this time with the memorable moment for me. So this is a true story. On Sunday night, my little girl, Sophia, who anybody who knows me knows is like my whole world, right? Sophia is my everything, right? She's my little girl. And she was in the winner's circle with us on Sunday night. And we did the photo. Not this one. Hold on. Well, I don't know what order these are in. But it's the money one when we throw all the money up, right? And Sophia grabbed her mother. She wrapped her arms around her. She started sobbing. And I thought somebody had like hit her in the face or something, you know, like whenever they threw her hands up. I thought, oh, somebody hit her, you know. And I was, you know, like, are you okay, baby? And she looked at me and she goes, I'm just so happy. And I thought, all right, that's all I needed, you know, like, let's go home, let's go to the hotel, because to see her, she's eight and she got it. She understood it. She recognized what was happening and she was teary eyed because she was just so happy about what had happened. That was probably the highlight of the weekend for me. Monday, I got to hang out after the race was over. Mike Carpenter, his wife, Lisa, their two little kids, and Sophia and Max, Alicia and I, we all played in the pool at the hotel. I got good and sunburnt, which was always the plan. I'm trying to get sunburned. I'm trying to cop a burn. It's not a new thing. I like being tan. I have super oily skin. I get super self-conscious when I'm pale. So like, I love being sunburnt. So get off my case. Anyways, Monday after the race was like a huge cool moment for me, to be honest. Like, just to have it happen. I want to say also that I'm so glad Trevor Eamon is okay. Trevor and I have known Trevor for almost 20 years, and to see him wreck there in the first round bothered me. And I'm so glad that he's okay, because that's one of the things that I tell my family that people don't think about. Like, a lot of times when you think about putting on a race, you go, oh no, what if it rains and you like lose a bunch of money or whatever. What I think about it, what if one of my friends get hurt? I love these people. You know, like this whole group of people I literally love. And what I think about it at night is like, okay, there's $100,000 on the line. We've promoted this thing crazy. We've created all this hype, and I just don't want anyone to get hurt. That's what weighs on me. And to leave that place on Sunday night knowing that all my guys and gals are good, everybody's safe, everybody's going to go home to their family, every father got to see their wife and kids, every mother got to see their wife and kids, everybody got to go home and continue their life. To me, that was the biggest takeaway from the World Series of Pro Mod, is that we got out of there with everybody being safe, because this shit is not easy and it is not safe, right? It is dangerous. What we do is dangerous. And I'm so grateful and so thankful that we were able to leave that place with everybody in one piece. It means a lot to me. The fan turnout, the weather. A lot of times you think about I hadn't checked the weather once. And people think I'm crazy, but I just don't look, because I ain't going to do anything different. It's not going to change my plan. My dad taught me that when I was a little bitty kid. I remember going to the races early on, and it was like back when you would call a phone number, you know what I mean, to find out what the weather forecast is going to be or what the weather is going to be. And I remember my dad telling me, I said, hey, should I call and check the weather or see what the weather is going to be up at the racetrack? We'd go to this little track in Southeast Iowa. And he's like, why? And I'm like, well, I don't know. We probably should know what the weather is, you know? And he's like, well, are we not going to go? I'm like, so pretty much from the time I was like 12 on, I quit checking the weather, because we're going racing. That's what we do. That's what God put us on the earth to do, is to go racing. So I'm not going to check the weather. I never checked the weather for the World Series promo, not once. Not once. I heard about it from the peripherals, but I never once checked the weather, because I'm going. Don't, whatever. I'm going to be in Bradenton the first weekend in March. So it doesn't really matter what the weather does, right? And the way the good Lord blessed us with sunshine on Saturday and Sunday. Yeah, I know we about got blown out of that place on Friday. We had like gale force winds or whatever they call it. It felt like we were having like a dry hurricane. But we got sunshine, and that's all that matters, man. That's all that matters. And I thank the good Lord for giving us a little bit of luck and a little bit of sunshine this past weekend, because we couldn't have done it without him. I'm going to say lessons learned, reflect on any mistakes or challenges that we faced while we were hosting the event. I don't have a lot of them. You know, I'm sure we screwed some stuff up. I'm sure of it. We need more motorhome, we need more porta potties. We probably need more food. I don't think any of us really anticipated the crowd we were going to have, to be honest. We definitely need like more pumper trucks. I tell you what, man, if you got a pumper truck business, you can make a lot of money. Just like, geez Louise. But anyways, we've definitely got room for improvement, but I'm really, really, really proud of what we did and what this group of people were able to do. I want to give a shout out real quick to JB Hamlin and Tom Jones. They're our infrastructure team at the World Series of Pro Mod. All that signage, we lost about $10,000 worth of signage on Friday from the wind. Flags getting snapped in half, all this craziness. About $4,000 worth of pop-up awnings got destroyed. But my guys never, ever once wavered. JB and Tom worked day and night. They beat us all to the track. Every morning, they were there before we got there. Put out all sorts of fires. When somebody drove through the fence, they fixed it. They worked with the track to fix it. The place looked like $1 million, and they get it. They share the vision. I told them how important all the signage and stuff is to me, and it has to be there. And they made it happen. They made my dream a reality. I mean, quite literally. And I couldn't have done it without them, and I will not do it without them. So huge shout out to those guys. Unbelievable. I want to give Dave, our head of security that was running the starting line. He asked me early on, he goes, how do you want the starting line to be? And I said, I want to toe the line. I want to toe up to chaos, and take like a couple steps back. Like I want to toe right up to complete calamity and take a couple steps back. And he goes, I got you, big dog. And I'm going to tell you, I've never seen a starting line. You know, you got to move people around. You got to tell people to move and you got to do all these things. But I told him all, it's never the news. This is another, like, very rarely is it the news. It's how the news is delivered. If you tell someone nicely that they're in an area that they shouldn't be, or we need them to step back, you can avoid a lot of drama, right? But it's when you're an asshole about it and when you're screaming and yelling at people, like, don't, I mean, sometimes I go to these events and I have these guys tell me like, oh man, can you believe how those guys, well, yeah, well, you're calling them names and screaming and yelling at them. I'd be mad too. You know, I mean, they paid to be here. Yeah, they're overstepping or they're probably in a spot they shouldn't be, but they're humans. Treat them like it. It's not hard. It's really not hard. None of this is rocket science. But our head of security, Dave, the way our starting line was run all weekend, Randy Lee, the official starter, chief starter of the World Series of ProMod, Jamie, our starting line team, Aqua Bob and the boys in the water spot, in the water box. I mean, you don't understand. Sean, Wade, everybody involved. You don't understand how important all these people are. It's so important. So, so, so important. And to keep the pace, to keep the energy up, to keep people moving. And I feel like we've got like a rock star team down there at Bradenton. And I cannot wait to do it. We do it again this weekend. If we want, I mean, if given the opportunity, we do it again this weekend. I want to give a huge shout out to all of our sponsors, Jim and Annie Whiteley at J&A Service, Marty Robertson at Type A Motorsports, Richard Freeman at Elite Motorsports, KB Titan, Jeff Jones, Justin Jones, Brandon Pez, the whole team at PJS Racing right up the road from us here in Fort Worth and Weatherford, Texas, believing in the dream, supporting this. Mark Beatty and the gang at Redline Oil, Tommy Cunningham and Anita Cunningham, Mama Sue, Larry, Timmy, the whole camp at Stroud Safety in Oklahoma City for supporting us the way that they do. It's a real special group of people that are involved in this deal, and I cannot wait to see what happens next. Mike Janis Jr., Mike Janis, everybody at Mike Janis Racing stepping up and putting $10,000 up for our number one qualifier. And I'm going to be honest with you guys, we had people like calling, coming out of the woodwork, trying to throw money at this deal. Like, hey, can we help with this? Can we help with this? Can we help with this? It's an unbelievable thing, man. An unbelievable thing. And I'm so grateful and so appreciative of everybody that was involved in this deal and that supported it and shares the dream. Because I'm going to close. Let's wrap up, right? We're 50 minutes. I've been ranting and raving. Lesson learns, my outline says. Future plans, conclusion. So let's run through those quickly. Lessons learned. This is drag racing. Pro modified is the universal language of drag racing. You cannot, cars that look like real life Hot Wheels driven by cowboys and badasses and outlaws and do-it-yourselfers, guys that can solve problems with their hands, right? This is a lost art, right? I mean, innovators and, man, difference makers, problem solvers. This is a group of people that deserve to be put on a pedestal. And I genuinely feel you all saw, myself as well, drag racing at its absolute finest this past weekend. Again, I say it and I will say it over and over. It can be like this all the time. It can be. These are the guys and gals that make this sport what it is. It has been our purpose, our mission for almost 20 years to shine a light, not on the cars, not on the engines, not on transmissions and torque, but the people that are a part of this, the people that make it what it is. Speaking of people, one that I left out a moment ago, Mark Mickey. Mark Mickey and his wife, Maria, everybody at M&M Transmission in Jefferson City, Missouri, 3 hours from Kirksville, Missouri, where I was born and raised, has believed in me for 20 years. To have him there racing in my race was a bucket list item. To look at the entry list and say that Mark Mickey is racing in my race, we can quit tomorrow because I'm cool with what we did. Like, I'm happy. Like, I'm satisfied. No, I'm not. I'm lying. I'm completely full of shit. I'm not at all satisfied. But it meant a lot, nonetheless. It meant a lot to have Mark there. And I hope Mark knows that I appreciate it. I said this on Saturday night when we did the chip draw, but Mark has supported me since 2004. He's believed in every crazy idea I've cooked up. He's been a part of almost every single one of them, and I will never, ever forget it. And there are people, Jason Scruggs, Frankie Taylor, Jason Harris, Tommy Gray, I'm going to list them all because they deserve to be all listed. So I need you all to bear with me while I pull this up, because these folks deserve to be mentioned. And it's going to take me a second because there's so much stuff. Oh my goodness. How do I even find it on my phone? It'd have been cool if I printed it or something. Hold on. Johnny Camp, what a deal, bro. Okay, here we go. I think I've got it. Bam, come on. Somebody have this in here. Oh, son of a bitch. Close. Take a breath. All right, Friday. Boom. Okay, here we go. Shout out Nate Van Wagenen. Okay, so think about this. All right, Johnny Camp qualifies number one. I don't know Johnny Camp well. Scott Deese, I'm not trying to get half tanned. I'm trying to get full tanned. Easy with the suntan comments. I won't forget it either. Johnny Camp, Marcus Burt. I've known Marcus Burt. Marcus Burt was on the cover of Drag Illustrated with Jack Barfield in 2006, guys. I've known this dude forever. And to see him in a fire suit at my race was not something that I will soon forget. I can't wait to do it again. Justin Bond, all the way from Mission, British Columbia, Columbia, Canada, to come down. Justin and I, he's always busting my chops, always giving me shit, but he's like my guy. We're genuine friends. He's a great human being. Preston Tanner qualifies, unbelievable performance. This young man, he was a late addition to the deal. I'm going to be honest. I wasn't sure that he was ready for this moment. I was wrong. He deserved to be there. He did a fantastic job. He's got a great family, and he's exactly the type of person that I want involved with the World Series promo. Kurt Stedding, I've only gotten to know Kurt relatively recently, right? So Kurt and I are like, we're thick as thieves now, man. This is my kind of guy. I love Kurt Stedding. Went to the final. Had the car to beat. I really think Kurt, 33 to 37 in the final on the starting line, like, that's a real deal race car driver. Kurt Stedding should be holding his head high. Bubba Stanton. I've been following, but the first time I ever met Bubba Stanton, he was driving Widowmaker 63 Corvette in Kennedale, Texas, right? Not too far from where I'm at the ADRL World Finals, en route to his world championship that season. We were just getting the magazine off the ground, and Bubba was like this well-known outlaw, badass hired gun driver. Huge shout out to him, Roger Henson, the whole camp for being a part of the race. Jason Harris, Bob Harris, and my Party Time boys. I love these guys, man. I just think they're incredible human beings. I love spending time with them. And I told Jason Harris this morning, I won't do this race without those guys. Like, I just want them to be involved. So tip of the cap to them. They had a hell of a, wonderful performance this past weekend. I think they proved to the world what they're capable of. And they're going to be a problem wherever they go for the rest of the season. Manny Bajinga. Manny and I've known who Manny is like way back into his like early Ford days. I've known of Manny Bajinga, but I've not really gotten to know him until recently. And he's my kind of guy. We talk on the phone all the time. We text all the time. He's a wonderful human being, and I am genuinely proud to have him involved with what we're doing here. He deserves to be there, and he proved it this weekend. Jim Halsey, I've waited my entire life to have Jim Halsey at one of our races. And I have so much respect for Jim, Kathy Halsey, Eric Davis, Brandon Schweitzer, this whole group of people. I truly think that they are perhaps the best drag racers in the world. If they are not, they are damn near. And they will run over top of people wherever they choose to roam. And I am so grateful to have had them a part of our race. Thank you. Lyle Barnett. Lyle's my boy. He is an incredible story. What Lyle represents to our industry is exactly what I was talking about to start this episode of the show. This is a real deal hero that the world needs badly right now, right? I don't know that I ever would have gotten back into a car after going through what Lyle Barnett went through in September of 2015. And to see what he's been able to accomplish and what he's been able to do since then, it's absolutely incredible. And I'm so proud of Lyle, and I'm so happy for them. They spent a tremendous amount of money to be involved in this race, and it's not lost on me that they chose to do that. Justin Jones, Jeff and Justin Jones are close friends of mine. They live right down the road, and I was worried that Justin wasn't going to be able to be a part of the race this year. And to see him there and to see him perform at the level that he did, no surprises here. I'm not at all shocked. The kid's a stud. And he's also, above being a stud, he's a gentleman. He's a father-to-be. But I knew the first time I met Justin Jones in band in Denver, Colorado, he took his hat off to meet my wife and shook her hand. And I said, okay, that's my kind of guy, right? That, I mean, he's a gentleman. And that it's those little bitty things that make all the difference in the world. Jay Cox, my dude, right? Jay, I told Jay Cox, I said, you are a bad mother. I mean, the way Jay performed this past weekend, I think is the stuff of legend. Not at all a surprise to me personally. That's a fierce competitor and a real deal racer. He texted me on Monday morning at 8 a.m. and said, hey man, can we try that again this weekend? I'm ready. And he meant it. He'd have done it. He'd have been there. I love those guys like family, his dad, Lloyd, the whole team, my kind of people, man. Incredible human beings. I probably should pick up the pace or we'll be here for 3 or 4 hours. But Spencer Hyde, I don't even know what to say about this young man. Good looking, clean cut, well spoken, incredible race car driver. He's an incredible ambassador for the sport of drag racing. And he is exactly the type of person that we need to win the World Series of Pro Mod, because he can fly that flag and he can carry that torch throughout 2023 and help us turn 2024's running of the World Series of Pro Mod into an even bigger endeavor than this one was. So huge congratulations to Spencer, his dad, Peter, the whole team. These are incredible human beings that deserve whatever successes life piles on them. Okay, let me see here. J.R. Gray is my buddy. J.R. Gray, I'm going to pick up the pace here. J.R. Gray, because I can tell, this is the deal though. I can tell a personal story about every single one of these people. JT and J.R. Gray almost like fought to the death in the hotel lobby of the hotel in Indianapolis a year or so ago. Like, I've got stories about all these guys and they're my people. Right. I love these folks. J.R. Gray, Brandon Snyder, built like a brick shit house and one hell of a race car driver and one hell of a race car tuner. Steve King, just getting to know Steve King. Gene Pilot, his team owner, threw $2,500 at the number one qualifier. Incredible human beings. Great people. Robert Cox, Rob Cox, just getting to know Rob Cox, hung out with him at PRI, part of the Modern Racing Camp. Crew chief Justin Elks did an incredible job this past weekend on a multitude of cars. Just a wonderful guy and a fierce competitor. Dustin Nesloney, Chris Reaney, Keith Haney. Shout out to Keith Haney, the president of the Midwest Drag Racing Series. Certainly had a car and a program capable of qualifying. Transmission line broke, Q4, bummer of a deal. But you know what Keith Haney did? He stayed and he ran the second chance race, our Chicago style second chance shootout. He was there. He supported us. He hung out. He had fun. And I won't soon forget it. Jason Lee, Eric Gustafson, some incredible people. Mark Mickey, Stan Shelton, Ken Cartuccio, Khaled Belushi, Kenny Lang, Stephen Whiteley, Tommy Cunningham, who I consider one of my dearest friends in the world. Scott Wildgust from Canada. Ty Totoro, the Prince, Prince Tut. Tommy Gray, Randy Weatherford, Marty Robertson, Joe Albrecht, Kevin McCurdy. Kevin McCurdy is a race car driving son of a bitch. If you ain't seen this dude makes a 375 look like a 340. Like, I've never seen a car more fun to watch than Kevin McCurdy's Pro Mod car. Unbelievable hot rod right there. No joke. Where was I at? Kevin McCurdy, Kevin Rivenbart, Craig Sullivan, Eric Latino, Travis Harvey, the Carolina kid. How about that, guys? Mark Wartehausen. I've known Mark Wartehausen for 20 years. We're both Missouri boys. It's an incredible, incredible thing to see him here racing the late Tim Slavin's Pro Mod car and performing the way that he did. Chip King, he's been a part of the Pro Mod movement since essentially day one. It's incredible. He was at the first ever NHRA Pro Mod drag race and has been a consistent theme throughout. And it was a real pleasure to have him at our event. Melanie Salemi, incredible performance. What Melanie did, I think, is relatively special. More than relatively special. They were a pick to win this whole deal, struggled with a new combination, right? Which they chose to run. And I think it's worth mentioning that John and Evan Salemi, Jim Salemi, the whole camp, they chose to run a combination that they were not familiar with because they wanted to go out and kind of prove people wrong, that they weren't, that they didn't need some rules advantage. They didn't need to be the preferred combination to be competitive. And they were just one run short, really. They were one run short of probably being in contention to win the whole deal. But they reminded everyone of what they were capable of on Sunday when Melanie Salemi won our Chicago Style, 10,000 to win Chicago Style second chance race. So incredible performance from that team. Melanie's poise, John's poise, the entire group to stick it out the way that they did was really impressive to me and will not soon be forgotten. Jason Scruggs, holy moly. Jason Scruggs, the Mississippi Missile, Mr. Scruggs, Mitchell Scruggs, his father. I've known these guys for 100 years, it feels like. And to have them there and to see them smiling and having fun, it was all I needed to see. To see Jason Scruggs having a good time meant the world to me. And I'll never forget it. I'll never forget having Jason Scruggs at my race. It means the world to me. Billy Albert, people don't know this. Billy Albert was the last invitation that we sent to the World Series of Pro Mod. And Billy was on my radar because I'm a nitrous. I wanted nitrous cars there. I wanted to have a lot of nitrous cars there. But Billy's, you know, has raced Top Sportsman and he'd helped a lot of teams. But he'd always been on my radar for one reason, because he went to Denver, Colorado, to Bandimir Speedway with Aaron Glasser to help him run in the World Series of Pro Mod in 2018 or 19. And these guys blew up everything on the planet Earth. All they did was work. And Billy never pitched a fit, never complained, not a single thing. He just kept on putting pistons in that thing. And when he expressed interest to me in being involved in the race, I saw the humble, incredible human being that Billy Albert is, and I wanted him to be involved with the race. And so it was an easy decision to send that last invite that we had to Billy Albert, and I hope he'll be back again. It means a lot to me. Ron Minix, another guy. This guy, people forget, Ron Minix has been running. He's been setting records and setting the bar in pro mod racing for like 100 years. I mean, he was like the guy that did all the things with a screw blown converter driven pro mod. You probably are forgetting about all the 608. I think he went at the Super Bowl down in Houston 100 years ago. This guy has been a difference maker for a long time. And to have him there racing, running at the front, huge honor. And I can't wait to have Ron back. Doug Winters, another dear friend of mine that stepped up to support the race. Scott Palmer, the effort and energy and enthusiasm that Scott Palmer displayed throughout the course of the weekend was second to none. His willingness to be a part of it, to help us promote it, I'll never, ever forget it, and I can't wait to have Scott back in the future. Todd Tutterow, Ricky Smith, Mike Decker III, Dean Marinus, Robert Abbott, the orange farmer himself, Mike Decker Jr., Mike Thielen, Frankie Taylor, Chad Green, Brandon Pez. These are my people, and I just hope every single one of them knows how much their participation in the World Series of Pro Mod means to me, and I truly believe we're just getting started. Like, we are truly just getting started. And I cannot wait to see what happens again. And I guess I'm missing some sort of drama or something in the chats here. Hold on. How many pairs of cars are there? I don't even know what Brian McCaddy's talking about. Like, we didn't have really any issues from any of our pro mod teams as far as downtime goes. So whatever, don't come. That's the other thing. And it's like, and I people think I'm being like a dick or whatever, but I'm not. Here's the thing. If you don't believe in what we're doing, don't be a part of it. If you don't want to, I told this to every single driver, volunteers cannot be victims. If you don't believe in what we're doing, if you don't see what we see, if you don't share the vision, if you don't understand what we're trying to accomplish, don't come. No, and it's not even a fight. Like, it's not personal. I'm not being mean. It just is what it is. There's plenty of places to race in 2023. There's plenty of places to go and go through the motions and do the same old thing. But if you want to come be a part of something different, if you want to come be a part of the solution and not a part of the problem, come to the World Series of Pro Mod. And we don't got to fight about it. We don't got to hate each other, whatever. We can be friends. We can be cordial. But if you don't believe in what we're trying to do, don't be a part of it. And if you're going to come on here, shit or try to complain, just log off. Don't come back. Don't care. All right. Because it's easy to sit behind a keyboard and talk shit and run your mouth or whatever. Congrats. It's easy. Come on out though. Come on out and try to run one of these cars and have it not spontaneously combust. Do you think any of our extreme front wheel drive racers wanted to break their cars? Have you ever spent any of your money on a hot rod? Have you ever had your stuff blow into a bazillion pieces in front of a ton of people? It's not fun. It's embarrassing. It's expensive. It sucks. And I'm not about to have you come on here and talk shit to them. So I hope I'm making myself clear. I'll say the same thing to your face. I'm not hard to find. Nobody wants to oil the track down. Nobody wants to wreck. You understand? Nobody's trying to do that. But when you push these things the way that my guys and gals push them, it's going to happen. All right? And I'm not about to have any of them feel bad about it or be berated or have their name dragged through the mud because they tore their stuff up. All right? Because you ain't paying for it. Anyways, what comes next? We're going to do it again. The World Series is a pro mod. Will undoubtedly happen the first weekend in March from here on out at Bradenton Motorsports Park, man. I want to tell everybody involved with this deal, real quick, huge shout out to Tommy and Judy Franklin. I just saw Tommy and Judy in the comments. I don't know which one it is, Judy probably. But I love you guys. Thanks for supporting me the way that you did. The fact that you guys showed up and you had a tent and those, I saw a Kyle Crist video of you guys waving the flags back in the background. I got choked up about it. You know, these are incredible, incredible people. And if you're thinking about where to race, like that's definitely a place that you should be thinking about racing. I will tell you my plans for 2023 are to go to every pro mod race that I can go to, and find more people that fit the bill, right? That would make a good fit and be a good fit for the World Series of Pro Mod. I think that Alicia and I, we talked about this earlier in the week. I think we're going to try to go to the first couple PDRA races. I want to go to a Northeast Outlaw Pro Mod race this year. Of course, go to a Midwest race this year. They're in my backyard. Go to an NMCA race. Like, I would like to go out and look around because, again, I'm not going to have anybody at this race that I haven't seen race. Like, I got to see how you hold yourself, how you carry yourself, how your team operates, the way you do things. But it's my sincere hope that we can find, that we can find some fresh faces, find some new peoples, and find some ways to grow this deal. There's a lot of opportunity out there. And I'll tell you guys, this is the great American motorsport. It truly is. The position that we hold currently as a sport is purely by choice. There is nothing better than this. There is not. There is no motorsporting activity that is better than this, in my opinion. And I'll argue with anybody about it, man. I really will. So I just can't wait to see what happens next, to be honest with you guys. And I really genuinely, I'm not saying it for like fun or to be silly, but I love this group of people. I respect them. I admire them. I want to say a huge shout out to Jason Galvin, Al Tucci, the voice of the World Series of Pro Mod now and forever. Those two were a match made in heaven up in the tower there, up in the bird's nest at Bradenton Motorsports Park. Joe Costello, incredible job kind of being our pit reporter and just really a production guru. People don't understand the value some of these individual people have and what they bring to the table individually. And guys like Joe Costello, it's not that he's got a good voice, right? It's not about that. It's that Joe Costello gets it. He knows how to put on a show. He understands the order of events. He understands the cadence. He understands so many things. I think I've talked about my team a lot. I don't want anyone to feel left out. Nate Van Wagner, what Nate did as the editor of our magazine and the media kind of tip of the spear for the World Series of Pro Mod, really incredible effort. Elon Warner, we had media outlets from all over creation there. I think we had 80, 85 media people there or something like that. And just the photos, the videos. I talked to this group on Friday morning and I said something to them and I stand by it. I said, hey, listen, I know how easy it is to like want to get the big crash, right? And I know how easy it is to want to get the footage of the big wreck or whatever happens. But if the World Series of Pro Mod is going to go viral or get some sort of big internet moment, I want it to be a crying wife, you know, a wife crying tears of joy. I want it to be a loving embrace. I want it to be a driver doused in champagne or throwing hundreds in the air. Like, it's hard work, right? It's hard work to spread the gospel, the good news, you know? It's easy to see something burning to the ground and take 10,000 photos of it. Like, that's the easy work. You know, and I challenged all of my media members this past weekend. I said, hey, man, find a way to tell the story through a positive lens. Right. Let's do something good here. Let's not hope somebody tears up a bunch of shit. Let's not hope somebody wrecks real bad so that we can get some super killer video footage of it. Let's try to tell a positive story. Let's try to grow our sport by sharing like the good things that are happening. Right? The incredible team effort that it takes to succeed in this sport. Let's do that. That sounds like a lot more fun. And for me, more representative of what we're trying to do, right? Because I'll say this, fast cars, big burnouts, smoking tires, loud noises, those things will bring us together. They will. They will sell tickets. But what brings people back is an emotional connection, right? Is knowing that Jason Scruggs is a farmer just like me, right? And that these are guys that own construction companies, guys that own repair shops, guys that own tow trucks, right? Jay Cox will jump in a tow truck tonight and go pull somebody out of a ditch. You know, these are real men and women. Let's tell their stories. Let's introduce them to the masses, right? Remind everybody of the heroes that they are, the fearless, courageous race car drivers that they are. Right. And not get caught up in some trying to sell stories of controversy or trying to sell stories of videos of wrecks or what have you. You know, those things are going to happen, obviously. Right. What we do is very dangerous, but there are other ways to do it. It's just not as easy. And I want to give a tip of the cap and just my honest appreciation to everybody that came out. I've slept in my car at the racetrack. I've slept in the tower at Valdosta. I've done all those things. Right. I've done a lot of the people don't realize that most of the drag racing media are taking the ultimate L. They're losing their ass being at a race to cover it, to take pictures. They're not getting paid by anybody. They're hoping someone buys their photo. They've bought all this camera equipment. They're sunburnt worse than I am. Right. I mean, they aren't eating. They aren't drinking. They're literally destroying themselves to try to share the sport of drag racing with the masses. And I appreciate them. And I made sure that they all knew it this past weekend. And I hope they hear it again now because our sport is special because of people like them that are willing to do those things selflessly and do it for no money just because they love it. That's the magic of our sport, is that there are so many people doing it for all the right reasons, right? And holy moly, what else do I want to say? Another huge shout out to our tech team. Just operations of the event, I'm extremely proud of. The starting line, I felt, was safe, well-run, no controversies, no drama. Everybody held to the same standard. We made some tough choices this past weekend because we were not going to sacrifice the integrity of our event at any moment. And I just want to thank everybody that came and was a part of it. I hope you're as excited about it as I am, and I hope you're as excited about doing it again as I am. I honestly have no idea what comes next, but I know that it's something big. I think that we reminded folk, and I want to give a huge shout out to people love when I say this stuff because it's like easy, like internet fodder or whatever, but Sam Corcus and everybody at the Street Outlaws and No Prep Kings. I've said this before, that anybody that hates on those people or bags on them or what, I don't care if you like what they do or not, you're jealous. I'm jealous. I am, right? I'm so jealous of what they've done. But only because I've been saying it for a long time. Like door slammer drag racing, cars that look like cars, cowboys and cowgirls behind the women or behind the wheel. This is this is great TV. It's great entertainment. And I think that what Street Outlaws and No Prep Kings have done is they have reminded us that it doesn't matter if it's nitro burning. It doesn't matter if it's 300 miles per hour. It doesn't matter. All that doesn't matter. It's secondary to the characters, right? It's secondary to the stars. And they have proven, and I think we complimented that effort this past weekend in Florida, they have proven that pro mod door slammer drag racing is a needle mover, right? And again, people, this isn't I was told this weekend not to say this, but I'm going to say it. If Street Outlaws and No Prep Kings is WWE, I want the World Series of Pro Mod to be the UFC, right? They're like Vince McMahon's made all the money in the world, but Dana White ain't broke. You know what I'm saying? Both of them have been successful in their own right, and they're very complementary. Matter of fact, there's a lot of opportunity for crossover. There's a high tide lifts all boats. I have an infinite amount of respect for all those folks, but I do believe that my guys and gals on this side of the fence that are on this side of the world deserve their moment in the sun as well. And if it's the last thing I do, we will make sure that Ryan Martin and Jason Scruggs are equal, selling just the same amount of merch. That's my goal. That's what I told him on Saturday. I said, hey, listen, I want to create an environment where Jason Scruggs is selling $30,000 a weekend in merch, right? Where Jim Halsey is getting more shirts printed every other day. And that can be done, but it's going to take all of us. And I want to remind you and leave you guys with this, an hour and 20 minutes of nonstop rambling. It won't be me. It won't be just Drag Illustrated. It will be all of us buying in and sharing a common goal for a bigger, brighter, stronger, more significant future for the sport of drag racing. We do not have to play second fiddle. We do not. We do not have to be low man on the totem pole when it comes to motorsports. That is a conscious decision that we have made as a sport, that we're not up there. We're not with them. Bullshit. This group of people, we can do whatever we want to do. We just have to work together. Magic happens when you start connecting the dots and everybody starts swimming in the same direction. The World Series of Pro Mod exists to lift the tide. I want to see every sanction and series that runs door cars successful. And I truly believe that this event, whether there become more event, whatever happens next, I believe it can be a catalyst to kind of remind everybody, to hold everyone to a higher standard, because this is out there. It's there for the taking. It really is. It is 100% there for the taking. We just have to kind of buy in and believe in what we're doing and work together and stop. What exists in our industry is a scarcity mindset. And I'm not sure that everybody's ready for a Wes self-help seminar here, but a scarcity mindset is when you believe that you need to hold on to everything as if it's like the last one. Like I always, like sponsorship dollars, a lot of people in our sport look at our sport through the lens of a scarcity mindset where they've got to keep their arms wrapped around everything and, oh my God, I better hold on to this because it'll be the last dollar I ever get. The fact of the matter is there is an abundance of money in our sport. Right? There's plenty of people making plenty of money. There's plenty of money spending, flying around, right? There's enough to go around. And it's like that classic cliche, if you love something, let it go, right? There's these, all of us, everybody in this sport is like so scared, operating in such scarcity. Like they're just scared to death that somebody's going to steal my guy or my racer or my sponsor or whatever. Guys, let it go. If it comes back to you, it was yours. It's yours, right? If it doesn't, it never was. I mean, it's not, and I know it sounds like silly, but there's enough to go around. There really is, and we all got to act that way. Again, reiterating a point I made earlier, there's something like 500-600 pro mod cars on the planet Earth. There's enough to go around, and the number's growing. Right. And I want to task everybody, remember the companies that support us. There are people in our industry that don't play the game, right? That don't contribute, that don't do the right thing, right? They're takers. They exist in our space. No doubt about it. Keep that in mind when you're making your next buying decision. Keep that in mind when you're freshening your motors, when you're doing whatever it is you do. Support the companies that support the sport, right? Because there's plenty of people in this space that do not do that. There's a wealth of them that do, but there are those that don't. So remember the people, the banners you see hanging at your local racetrack, call those guys first. The banners, the flags, the signage you see at the World Series or at your next drag race, PDRA, Midwest, wherever you go, NMCA, Northeast, out, wherever you roam. Support the companies that support our sport, all right? I'm not going to name them all, but keep it in mind as you move forward because that's not always the case. There are plenty of, I mean, I look at our pits and I think about what kind of dollar value do 61 Pro Mods, each team having multiple engines, multiple transmissions, multiple converters, multiple rear ends, multiple, I mean, holy moly, what's that represent? You know, I mean, the number's big. I mean, it is real big. You know, support the companies that support our sport. It's very, very, very important thing. And if you're out there straddling the fence, got two toes in, right? Or if you're one of these, I had this conversation with a guy and I'm not trying to blast him. He came up to me and he said, "Hey man, I really appreciate what you're doing here. It's super exciting, blah, 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 blah. You know, we don't have an advertising budget. We don't believe in advertising, blah, 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 blah." And I said, "Oh, okay." I said, "Well, so you mean you don't believe in being a contributing part of our industry, right?" And he goes, "What do you mean?" I said, "Do you think I need a booth at PRI to be in business?" "No, I don't. Do you think I need to spend 15 grand flying all my guys and buying hotels and food and drinking everybody for a week at PRI?" "No, but it's what you do, right? You support the community. You pay your fair share. You support it. You get involved. Right? You don't operate in this industry as a leech. And I see a lot of that shit. And I called that guy on it, and I'm going to continue to call people on it because I hear that a lot. Oh, we're so successful. Our shit's so good. We don't got to advertise." I looked this guy square in the face and I said, "I don't care how good your stuff is. You should run a full page ad in every issue of Drag Illustrated magazine. You should buy an ad on every website. You should support this community because this community supports you." What we do, right, is we make people feel really good about wasting their money going drag racing. It's a very important part of it, right? And the companies and the people in this space that think that they're better than that, that they don't have to do that, that they don't have to contribute, well, they're going to hear from me from here forth, right? I used to turn a blind eye to this stuff and give people the benefit of the doubt and, "Oh, they'll figure it out eventually." Bullshit. If you're not contributing to this industry, if you're not a part of the if you're not a part of the solution, you're a part of the problem, right? And the problem is takers, people that want to take, but don't want to give, right? Don't want to contribute, don't want to support, right? And I'm done with it. So if I meet you or whatever and our paths cross, I'm always going to treat everybody nicely because it's what I do. I'm a gentleman, right? Try to be. But man, it's important. This industry requires dollars, right? Everybody's got to, I mean, it's all about butter and bread and scratching backs. I mean, it's just how business is done. And if you don't know that, you're not very good at business, right? I mean, it just is what it is. And you may not pay for it today, but there will be a day that you do. There will be a day that you face that, right? Because when you need help or when you need someone to sing your praises, even when you don't deserve them, right? No one will, because you haven't been playing the game. You haven't been contributing. You haven't been sponsoring events and helping racers and doing the things that need to be done to keep this whole machine moving forward. So anyways, I just want to leave you guys again. Thank you all so much for being a part of the World Series of Pro Mod 2023. I intend to have Spencer Hyde on the show next week when Mike and JT are back in pocket. We're going to talk shop. Of course, John Montecalvo and the whole gang there. What a fitting end to the first ever, they hate when I say that, the inaugural Mountain Motor Pro Stock Invitational. Incredible show. The whole deal from top to bottom, David Davies, DH Davies, and the Factory Stock Classic, everybody involved with this deal, Top Dragster, Super Pro, really, really, really incredible group of people. And I can't wait to see what comes next for all of us. Thank you guys for being a part of this. As always, believing in us, supporting us, support your local drag strip, buy a ticket, go to the races, lend a hand, put up an awning, do whatever you can, because this shit is hard. It's expensive. And that's what people deserve, right? We need everybody helping one another chase the drag racing dream. So anyways, I love you guys. Thank you all for everything. And I can't wait to see you at the racetrack again really, really, really soon. It's going to be a really fun 2023. If the World Series of Pro Mod is any indicator of what is ahead of us this year, I mean, we're fresh off lights out, sellout crowd, huge participation, great performance, great show across the board, Donald Long and company, followed up by the World Series. And then what's the next deal? We got the Gator Nationals this weekend. We got what else? I mean, PDRA season opener, Northeast Outlaw Pro Mod season opener. We got Midwest Drag Racing season opener at the end of the month at Extreme Raceway Park. These are, we're living in the good old days, right? Right now. These are the glory days of drag racing. So anyways, love you guys, and I will talk to you soon. I'm going to go home and take the rest of the week off. So if you need anything, shoot me a text or call or whatever. But anyways, love you guys. Shout out to Redline Oil, Stroud Safety, Flow. Oh my God, what a job. Flow Racing, Courtney Anders, Kendra Jacobs, Mike Levy, the whole gang at flowracing.com. I told y'all they were going to step up to the bat or step up to the plate, and they knocked that son of a bitch out of the park. Unbelievable job from those guys. Everybody involved with this whole deal. Anybody I forgot, I apologize. But what a weekend for the sport of drag racing. I truly believe we're just getting started, and I can't wait to see what happens next. Thanks, you guys. Shout out to my guys at Winlight Bets as well. Rex, Chris, what's up, guys?